Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. David Burton's in the house. Lee Houston as well. We're live. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just got done reading something online. Doing a pretty okay.
That is... while you was reading, while you was taking care of that, I won't walk in much into it. Let's get right to it. Last Friday, as far as the storyline goes, SmackDown, the era is over with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, unfortunately. And after losing to Roman Reigns in what was a hell of a match.
And I call that bull, because you know doggone well it's going to Raw brand.
Of course. I think that was a mistake. I think they should keep Daniel Bryan on SmackDown. They need as much star power as they need to get for both shows. Mm-hmm. Unless they're going to make some new stars or have something where he comes back to SmackDown, which I don't think is going to happen. But, yeah, I think that was a mistake adding that stipulation.
Which you should have did. In my opinion, what you should have did was have up to Andy, like I said last time. If you're going to do that, have him leave all the WWE, not just stick with the brand, but no. The power of the beast, and I just have him go, have him leave SmackDown, which we know he's going to go to Raw.
Yeah, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
What about this Andrade, who looks like he's back home in the AAA promotion, returning and challenging Kenny Omega this past weekend for the world title, the AAA World Heavyweight title. He's challenged Omega. Omega responded by saying he's a busy guy and give him some time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's a new wrestling show called Heels, which is supposed to premiere on August 15th on the Starz Movie Channel. I don't really know exactly what that show is about, but, yeah, it was just announced. So Heels will premiere on August 15th on the Starz Network. And let's not forget Dark Side of the Ring will also premiere during this week, May 6th. Brian Pillman will be the first person for this episode. It's going to be a two-part series. So part one will air on May 6th to begin season 3. So that's going to be good. And for those who don't know, Dark Side of the Ring will airs on the Vice Network. Vice Channel. And I gotta say congratulations to Jay White, who defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi this past weekend to become the new Japan IWGP Never Open Weight Champion, so congrats to him. Speaking of New Japan, John Moxley, not this week, but next week, he will defend the IWGP United States Championship against the legendary Yuji Nagata, which will take place on Dynamite. But before that, he's going to compete in tag team action on New Japan Strong. So, New Japan Strong, which airs on New Japan World, New Japan Pro Wrestling streaming service, and on the Fight Network, the Fight TV app, excuse me. I don't know if you heard about this, but tonight we're going to have two title matches. AJ Styles and Almost are going to defend the Raw Tag Team titles in a WrestleMania rematch against the New Day. And Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler will defend the women's tag team titles against Lana and Naomi.
Interesting.
Yep. So two matches for Raw. You know what? I wouldn't even be surprised to see Daniel Bryan on Raw tonight.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, I call that bull. Because you know doggone well, Daniel Bryan's going to go over to SmackDown to the Raw brand. So, yeah. Y'all should have just up the ante and loserlies all of WWE. When I say loserlies all, I know, right? The baby agree with me. He know. Like I said. So,
yeah,
know,
you got to excuse me. The baby's in the background.
I know he agreed with what I'm saying. I know.
Yeah,
yes.
I think he is. Yeah, he's agreeing.
Yes, baby. Now, when I say leave WWE, I mean not go away for a while, come back. I mean, like, go away and never come back, like, ever. So he put you in Hall of Fame. That's it. But nah.
That would have been more interesting.
You know. The only time we
Roman
see
was
again,
like, I don't want to see you.
Yeah, the only time we see you again is pitching all the fame with special occasions. That's it. But nah. Y'all lose just leave SmackDown. It's every time since I've done this. The lose leaves brand match. And then goes to the next brand.
That's true. That's happened over the years like several times.
Lose leaves SmackDown. Go over the wall.
I blame Roman Reigns. He said, I don't want to see you on SmackDown no more. I don't like the way the show ended, but it is what it is. We haven't seen Edge since WrestleMania. I was expecting him to come out, but we got Cesaro instead.
Well, at the time, that would have been cool, Edge coming out, but his time is done. Well, you had the opportunity to do that Rocky moment. You didn't get the job done. You go home with your retirement. Professional wrestling, like I can quote Sister Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? You know, God bless you.
No, he did win the Royal Rumble. He had his chance and he lost. But
yeah.
I think this is Cesaro's time. I think Cesaro may be the guy to take the belt off from him.
We'll give you a
that's
chance.
That's what I think.
That's your tip.
No, I almost forgot the Blood and Guts show. I almost said pay-per-view. It's supposed to air this Wednesday on Dynamite. You know, my friend was asking me, is that a pay-per-view? I was like, no. She's like, it's not. I was like, no, it's going to be live and free on TNT. You know, everybody's looking forward for the Blood and Guts match between the Inner Circle and Pinnacle, which is headlining the show.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Kenny Omega will also be in action, tag team action, of course, teaming with that idiot, the Japanese dude, Nakazawa. Of course, they're going to face IWGP U.S. champ John Moxley and Eddie Kingston. So that's going to be an interesting match to see how that turns up. I'm sure of the Good Brothers and the Young Bucks won't be too far behind.
Mm-hmm.
I did see the end of Impact. I didn't get, well, Omega, who he attacked, what's his name? Sami Callihan. So it looks like it's going to be Sami Callihan against Kenny Omega. I think they're going to go with that since he's going to be the next challenger, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
No, they came out, beat him down. Then, of course, Finn Juice, the Impact Tag Team Champions, got involved. But, of course, the numbers game got on them. So they're going to have somewhat of a big six-man match in the coming weeks. Interesting to see Impact is working with New Japan again. They did before previously, years ago, but that relationship got messed up due to Dixie. So she's out the picture and they're working with them again. So that's interesting.
Deonna Peruzzo, I believe she's going to defend her title, the title of a title match of some kind.
Yes, I heard about that. I believe, I forgot what company the other woman is for. I know it's not New Japan because they do not have a women's division.
Wait. They don't have a women's division?
No, they don't have a women's division.
All these years?
No.
All these years?
They've had women wrestle, but they never had their own women's division. Which they still have women wrestle on occasion, but as far as a complete division with a women's championship, no, they never had one.
Well, it is
Japan, and they still don't have one to this day. And
well,
they actually just created another championship. What's the name of that championship they just created? I think it's the New Japan Strong Openweight Championship that was won by Filthy Tom Lawler. He's their inaugural champion.
Uh-huh.
So they just created another new championship. ROH got rid of their old women's championship, and they're creating a new championship. And I believe the tournament just started last week. And they're going to dedicate an entire episode of their Ring of Honor television to continue that tournament to crown their first champion. It's a new championship belt. So at the end of the tournament, their first champion is going to be crowned.
Yeah.
You know, people like Angelina Love and the rest of their current female roster, Stella Gray.
But back to the women's division, is it like a traditional thing? Like, because, you know, it's Japan.
No,
so.
they just never had one. I know that there are companies in Japan that are basically they're all women. Like, for example, Stardom, which is a Japan wrestling promotion that's all women. A lot of former female talent came out of there. Kairi Sane came out there. Asuka was in there briefly. So they had some good talent come out of there.
Yeah. Much love to the home of Kairi Sane.
Back home in Japan to focus on her family. And she's going to end her wrestling career in her home country.
Yeah. Not a bad way
it's
to go
funny
out.
Cause, yeah, if this COVID thing didn't happen, she would still be in WWE. That's the reason why she left.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
COVID,
well, her husband
was in Japan. Man.
Yeah. Her husband was in Japan. She's living out here. Can't really go back and forth. I don't blame her.
Yeah. COVID wiped out almost half the roster.
Yes, it did. Just look at what it did to the UK roster. But I will say this, they're lucky because they didn't have to defend their championships due to COVID-19, which increased all their title reigns, which is part of the reason Walter has been champion for over 700 days. And Kaylee Ray being women's champion for over 600 days. Hey, quiet. And, yeah, of course, Nick Aldis, him being NWA champion still. So, yeah, people not being able to travel. The good thing is they were able to hold on to their titles longer. I see your dog is putting his two cents in. I can hear him in the background.
Uh-huh. It's bad, too. I don't know what it is with dogs and babies. But ladies and gentlemen, by the way, thinking of family and everything, y'all know it was going down. I believe next Sunday is Mother's Day. If your mom happens to be a wrestler fan, good news for you. You can check out, you can get her a little something-something, WrestleTracks.com. All items are original ideas. By the way, if your mom's not a wrestler fan, that sucks. But if she is a wrestler fan, use the code Mom's Day, get $12 off at WrestleTracks.com. Just saying.
Cool.
Get a little something.
Did you see the Randy Savage biography?
I did. Oh, yeah.
I saw some of it.
That
I didn't get to catch the whole thing.
Well, you need to. In fact, you ain't
doing
nothing.
Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah, you ain't doing nothing tomorrow. Sit down and watch this thing. You ain't doing nothing tomorrow. Watch that. Watch it.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to ask. Who are they going to show for next week?
I believe.
Because I know they usually wait to the end to announce who they're going to show next week. I didn't see, like, the last 15 minutes of the show.
I want to say Booker T is next, I think.
Okay.
They also going to do Booker T for Most Wanted Treasures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know the last one was, I believe it was Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
Jerry the King Lawler. It was nice. I did see parts of it. It was cool seeing Bill Apter on WWE television again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good show, by the way. He has a YouTube channel. Bill Apter, check it out, YouTube. He has a show called The Apter Chat in Apter's Alley, where he talks about all the stuff going on within the wrestling world. And he interviews several wrestlers, past and present, especially from the past, let people know what they've been up to and what's going on with them. It's a good show. He's one of the most respected people in the business, better than that idiot Meltzer who knows nothing. But, he's one of the most respected people in the business. He's been in the business for almost 50 years. Good guy, nice guy. I had the chance of meeting him once. So, Bill Apter on YouTube. Check that out.
You don't like Meltzer, I guess, huh?
Oh, no, Meltzer's garbage.
See,
even this one agrees.
Well,
yeah, a lot of people in the business don't like him because, pardon my French, he's full of shit. And plus, he's biased towards New Japan and AEW. So he basically shits on everything else but those two companies. Like, he'll give the worst match 5 or 6, 7 stars. And it wasn't even that damn good. And then the best matches, he doesn't give him 5 stars. Like, how do you not, for example, how do you not give the Kurt Angle Shawn Michaels match from WrestleMania 21 5 stars? But you give the Young Bucks and FTR 5 stars? Are you serious? Or the Steamboat Savage match from WrestleMania 3, you don't give it 5 stars? Yeah, even his 5-star system is BS. So yeah, he's just garbage.
I know, true, yeah.
So anything he says or does, no one really cares.
Uh-huh.
Like him, Brian Alvarez, and all those other idiots. Nah, But Bill Lapter is the guy. Now, that's a real journalist. Not only that, he also critiques matches and gives his opinions, and he also rates matches as well. That's the guy I go to. Jim Cornette's another one. I like a lot of his stuff. He's also a good. Camp Cornette and his podcast. But, yeah, like a lot of guys don't care much for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't tell me it's, yeah, it is. See, dog's got something to say. It's going to be interesting to see, because I was just telling somebody, Kenny Omega, a world champion in 3 different companies, it's going to be interesting to see which title he loses first. Because he's going to lose all 3, which is a given. I know out of the 3, he's held the AAA world title the longest.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's won the AAA title first. Then behind that is the AEW world title. And of course the Impact world title, which he just won.
Yes.
It will be really interesting if he has to defend 2 out of the 3 of those titles in the same week.
Well, after all that, he must be very thirsty. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Brought to you by Not Your Grandma's Ginger Ale. Check it out. It will work.
I'm not your grandma. I don't send you birthday cards with a check for $5. I don't wear 12 layers of clothes in July.
And I don't drink your grandma's ginger ale.
I drink Canada Dry Bold Ginger.
With an extra kick of real ginger taste
that would blow the tennis balls off your grandma's walker.
I drink it while I soak,
while I game,
while I take your money.
Mm-hmm.
New Canada Dry Bold Ginger. Not your grandma's ginger ale.
This show ain't. I wouldn't mind if I was taking the mail, by the way.
Me too.
I wouldn't turn that down. Money is money.
I do like ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get some later. Monday Night Raw is tonight, later on the USA Network in just about 40 to 45 minutes. Raw will air live.
Mm-hmm.
Man, can you believe that this show has been on for almost 30 years?
And I was there for about 20 of those years. I remember the day. The first episode. I was about a year old in the first episode. But I remember the day I watched wrestling itself. I was, me and my mom chilling in the living room. I used to follow around my mom everywhere. So one particular day, I didn't follow her when she got up for a second. I grabbed the remote. It was 95. I'm born 92. You do the math. Anyway, I grabbed the remote. Don't know what I'm doing. Best around the remote. Boom. Nitro was on. So at the time, I was a Nitro fan in 95. But nonetheless, wrestling has been around for all these years in my life, and I would not be a wrestling fan today had I did that. So back to Raw. Yeah, it's almost 30 years.
That is an amazing feat.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking at they've obviously done over 1,000 episodes. But it's going to be interesting to see when they reach 2,000. They still got a ways to go. No, not too close.
Yeah. We're getting there, though. One Monday at a time, we're getting there.
Let me see if I could pull it up here. Let me see. Go to Raw. Here. This is WWE Monday Night Raw. Okay. Let's see. Here we go.
Found it.
Give me a second.
We're at 1,458.
Yes, we are.
As of tonight, 1,459, I believe.
Yep. 459 will be the tonight's episode. Can you believe that? 1,459.
It's not bad, you know.
Still got a ways to go to 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Man, ain't that something? 459 episodes of Raw.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Like, USA Network. We flopped around with different channels. We always come back home to USA Network.
Yes, it's been on several channels in almost 30-year history.
Uh-huh. We've been on USA, Spike, back to
SmackDown
USA.
SmackDown's had 1,132 episodes of SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And SmackDown's been on for over 20 years. Jeez. It's a lot of episodes. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Speaking of SmackDown, next week, the SmackDown is going to go retro SmackDown.
So basically, it's just like old school Raw.
Yeah. Just without the legends. They're just going to go retro SmackDown.
How the hell going to do all that without the legends? What's the point of
that? Legends? I believe they're going to have everything from the original SmackDown, like the old open, maybe the old entrance set, and some other graphics from the original SmackDown. That's what they're going to do.
Oh, we're going to see here. That should be very interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting presentation. I thought they should have done that years ago. That would be nice to see.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is going to look cool. I can see them. You know, it would be really cool if they also brought back the older titles just for one night to go with that retro SmackDown.
WWF on it.
No, they couldn't do it.
Nah, then you got problems with the World Wildlife Foundation.
You know how small that thing is? Ain't nobody gonna see no WWF symbol on them damn belts. And if anything, all they gotta do is take it off and replace it with the WWE sign if that was the case.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be too much of an issue. And I did see a picture that a fan made of every champion on SmackDown with the retro championships.
Uh-huh.
So you see, like, Ziggler and Rude with the old tag belts and Bianca Belair with the old women's belt. Of course, Roman Reigns with one of the old WWE world titles. And, of course, I almost forgot to mention Apollo Crews with one of the older Intercontinental title belts. Since he is the Intercontinental champion.
So I guess Walter would have the European belt.
If they really went old school with the whole company, maybe. I doubt it, but maybe. Walter, the current UK champion, over 720 days as champion. Longest champion in the company right now. What about Pete Dunne giving out a warning to every champion on NXT, including Karrion Kross? That would be an interesting match. Karrion Kross and Pete Dunne. Man, I can't wait to see who he's going to defend his title against. Who's going to be the first person? I do know Finn Balor will appear this Tuesday, tomorrow night. It'll be the first time he's going to be seen since his loss at a Stand and Deliver. So it's going to be interesting to hear and see what Finn Balor does. So I'm going to be interested to see what he's going to do and what he's going to say. And it's going to be interesting to see if Johnny Gargano is going to defend his title tomorrow. I'm not sure yet what they're going to do with that, but it's going to be interesting to see. Me, personally, I'm not looking forward to seeing a New Day challenge for the tag titles again. Like, that's really getting old. And I thought they stopped giving rematch clauses. Like, what is this?
I don't know.
But then again, at the same time, I shouldn't be surprised. I ain't got no tag teams. It's like every time they get something going with tag teams, they always mess it up. Like, you got the Viking Raiders. You got Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, who I maintain should still be champions now. They should have not been taken out of the Hurt Business. They should have kept them in the group and let them run. So, me personally, I think that was a big mistake. Should have never took them out. They had everything good for them. Lashley was a champ, they were the tag champions, and then they messed it up.
Well.
I think that was a huge mistake. It is nice seeing Sheamus out of U.S. champion. I was surprised they took it off Riddle. I thought he was going to have the title a little longer, but I guess not. Man, I'm just waiting for Orton to turn on Riddle because I can see it coming. It's only a matter of time.
Well, hell yeah. Is he going to last long?
I'm not expecting it, though. Not too late, I think that lasted for about a month and then bam, it was over. But they were an interesting team. Oh, wait, let me see what time is it. We can't go over because we do know Raw's going to start soon. We already got a few minutes. Raw's going to start in a few minutes, less than a half an hour. It's a little past. It's been over a half an hour. Raw's going to start in several minutes. We want everybody to enjoy everything in terms of the wrestling world and what's going on with wrestling. There's more wrestling now than it was 10 years ago. One of the positives about that is someone doesn't like something, they can go somewhere else to work and try their craft. And another thing is the fans. They can be loyal and stick with one company, or they can watch everything, or they can watch whatever they decide to just watch. Which is fine. You got a lot of things to choose from.
Yeah.
Again, I got to say congratulations to Bianca Belair, her second cover, but this time she's on it by herself, Pro Wrestling Illustrated. I got to get that copy of that magazine. I haven't had time to pick it up yet. I may just order it offline so I don't have to go to the store. But anyway, congrats to her again. And I believe she's supposed to defend the SmackDown Women's title against Bayley at WrestleMania Backlash.
Again,
of course,
that's
I believe that's the match. And of course, Drew McIntyre.
I thought it was the name of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's stupid. WrestleMania Backlash. So, yeah, we got a Bianca Belair versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. You have the WWE Championship last week, defending against Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre in a triple threat match, which I'm actually glad it's a triple threat, not a singles. We already seen Lashley and McIntyre twice. Technically three times if you count last year. And they're no strangers to each other. They battled each other in Impact several times. Because I remember they feuded over the Impact World title while both of them were there at the same time. So, yeah, again, they are no strangers to each other at all. And it's, you know what? It's really almost about that time for us to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
And in just a few, so Booker T is next on A&E. I believe there's, let me see, there's the Ultimate Warrior left. Ultimate Warrior, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. I may be missing somebody, but those are the ones that are left in terms of the biography.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to all of them. I can't wait to see all of them. Is there anyone there, or are you like really looking forward to? Like, I can't wait to see this episode on this person.
I like them all.
Cool.
I like them all. They're pretty cool.
Oh, I almost forgot the Ultimate Warrior. They're doing him too. You know, I already know Savage's story and Warriors, but I do want to see Shawn's. I'm interested to see how Warriors is going to be on A&E. Of course, Booker T. So I'm really interested in seeing their episodes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it. Our friends, we'll see you guys next time. Have a great night. Enjoy your evening of wrestling. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Take care, people, and stay safe.